It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2096, Lightfooted. On this episode of the GizWiz, Diggity has another way to keep the mosquitoes away, a way better shoe light, plus a brand new TV, and I have a miniature way to get into those pesky gadgets. All next on the GizWiz!
It's the Cinema Show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
And here he is, the foreman of gadgets, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Doing good myself.
We had a Cinco Day here in the 90s with very high humidity.
Wow.
It seems to be either in the 40s or the 90s. We have no in between.
Exactly. There should be a heat wave coming to Florida, and we also have like 7 days of rain lined up.
Oh my
God. I'm looking at the forecast and it just looks like rain, and then right after that it's like a big old heat wave. So
oh my God.
Yeah, it's gonna be a little crazy over here too. Definitely. Summer is hitting. It's hitting hot.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. What'd you do this last week?
So I'm going to be doing one of my ABC spots Sunday. And I thought, you know, I should really run down and see the new one square block ABC Disney ESPN headquarters.
Yeah.
I called my executive producer. He said, oh, yeah, come on down. So Mickey was there, a little hardering of the arteries there.
Yeah. Good thing Mickey is humble, you know, not really showing off any wealth or anything like that.
Yes, exactly. And now there are two totally different entrances. I believe this is the Disney side. And this monstrous room is because Disney now does all their film premieres for the press at this location.
Yeah.
They have a giant theater, and Greg, the executive producer, said kind of fun because you see a lot of celebrities roaming around when there's a new unveiling of a movie. So that's
I am pretty sure in February I saw a photo. Not to always talk about Taylor Swift, but of Taylor Swift in front of this sign with that wall.
I bet, yeah.
And there's rumors that she saw Toy Story in February, and then that's when she made the song that came out for the movie, you know, now. And she's a New York person, so yeah, absolutely. Like
that would certainly make sense.
Makes sense.
That would certainly make sense.
Wow.
What has changed drastically from Lincoln Square, where the offices were, is the producers and most staffers no longer have private offices. They have workstations.
Yeah.
And not your own workstation. The night before, you go online and reserve a workstation. Now, the overnight news crew pretty much has the same workstation, can get the same workstation every night because they work 7 p.m. till 5:30 in the morning.
Right. So
not a lot of
real
people.
Real estate is available for them.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was noticing on their desks these, like, they almost look like Amazon Echoes or, you know, the Google Homes. But it's like a smart pad. This is desk available. And when I quickly looked through some of your other photos, I saw some other similar things like that. It looks like this is like a little terminal that they can interact with the office system with.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah.
And yeah, So Greg carries stuff in that bag because, you see, there are no file drawers. You can't put anything in it. You can't leave anything there.
No.
Because someone else during the day could be using that workstation.
Yeah.
And everybody has a small locker, and that's where you can put stuff and leave it overnight. And I told Greg that when I show these pictures, I'll say that these are your awards.
All of his.
All of this, some Emmys and...
it's a Webby.
What's the podcast award called?
I think it's the Webby. Thing.
Yeah, that, yeah, a Webby. That's what it is. That's
yeah.
It,
yeah. I think. Yeah.
But now we can go to... This is what it looks so... That's a block long, and I think there are two floors of these workstations.
Wow. And then look, I think these are the lockers you're talking about.
Yes.
And look at that. That's so cool. That is
exactly.
So cool.
So your locker, yes.
And of course, they had the store.
A Disney store.
Yeah.
And then every floor has kind of a kitchen where you can bring your lunch. And then there's a huge area for sitting and eating, Disney Company up there.
Yeah.
A lot of windows. They actually do the weather forecast from a big balcony out there. And way in the background, I think you can see one Freedom Tower. I think it's it might be in the other slide. Yeah, I think it's in the other window. And that's...
Oh, yeah, that's the seating area.
That's opposite the kitchen area, so that's where you can come and eat.
Wow.
And there it is. Okay.
Yeah.
There it is.
Wow. Wow.
And so that's the other side of the building. And then conference rooms also have a million TV sets.
Yeah, you don't have to... Wait, what are we showing right now? Here they all are. Here they are. That's everything.
Now, the executives and the staff, like... The people on The View, they each have, these are what the offices look like now. Everything is...
Look at that. It's like an iPad on the door.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's so crazy.
So it's very businesslike.
Mm-hmm.
My studio, where we do the news, because of the Knicks game, almost every studio was in use for some sort of promotion.
Yeah.
So on the second floor, overlooking the studio, World News Now normally uses. And then finally, the control room. And there are, I think, six of these.
Wow.
And this is one of the smaller ones.
That's crazy. So, that's crazy.
Kind of fun.
Now,
like the amazing thing is, I don't know who Disney hires for security, but... at Lincoln Center, they never know me. They never know me. One day, it's pouring rain out, and you have to ring the bell late at night, and the watchman comes to the door. The security guy comes to the door. I said, I'm dropping off my props for a show tomorrow. He said, well, you can't come in until the person who's going to get them comes down. I said, it's pouring out. He said, well, you're under the overhang.
Oh, my.
You're not getting wet. I said, are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh.
I've been doing spots here for 30 years. All right, you can come in and sit down.
Yikes.
So this one, the lobby is a half block long. So I go in. There's no one there. I go in. I sit down. And I reach in to get my phone. And this gentleman comes over and says, excuse me. This is not a public lobby. You can't sit there. I said, I'm here to see one of the producers. Do you have some form of communication that says you are here to see a producer? Because I'll have to see that.
Like an email or
like, yes, yes. Huh. Fortunately, I had hit the phone, my producer. And he came on. I said, Greg, can you come down to the lobby immediately? I'm about to be thrown into the street. So Greg says, I'll be there in a minute. And hangs up. And the security guy said, well, I wish you hadn't said that last part. I said, well, do you consider this any sort of a welcome?
Yeah.
You know, like, can I help you? Not, this is not a private, a public lobby. You have to leave. So I was talking to someone else up there, and they said, he said, it is worse than Lincoln Center. He said, they think they're guarding the Pentagon here.
Suspicious. We have a bogey in the lobby. Suspicious man. He has gadgets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unlike Mad. Mad, someone would take, can I see the inside of Mad? And Bill says, you ring the bell, you come in, and you see the inside of Mad.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really cool, though. That's an incredible, like, tour. That's really, really neat. Really cool.
Yeah. And the fact that you saw that picture, that was interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Of Taylor Swift was probably... I probably walked in the same floor that she did.
You probably did. You walked on the same tile, which is incredible. Tonight, she should be getting her Music Writing Hall of Fame. And she should be inducted into the Music Writers Hall of Fame, I think, is what's happening. So it's a mouthful. So I think I may have gotten that wrong. But yeah,
oh, okay.
That's exciting stuff. Let's jump into some gadgets.
Okay, let's do it with gadget number one right here.
Here we go.
You may not have heard the name Buggy Bands, but you may have used them. They make those stretchy bands that you put on your wrist to keep away mosquitoes. Well, they have something new. I think it came out in April of this year. The Buggy Bands Electronic Mosquito Repeller. All right. The little guy here, it comes with two capsules. All right. You put a cartridge in. I turned this on already. There's a little button down here. You click it a second time. A little light goes on, and this ring lights up. So if you're using it outdoors at night, you can easily see where this repellent device is. Very lightweight. So once you charge it, it'll run 4 to 5 hours. So take it on a picnic or down to the park. And like the, I think it was Thermacell, it makes a 20-foot circle beyond which mosquitoes are said to be kept away. Now, we've spent a lot of time in the backyard. You've seen videos of it. But with a big, big mosquito problem. But I've had this on a lot of hours in the past 3 days and have not gotten a mosquito bite. So far, it works great.
That's impressive.
So for the kit, you get the little diffuser. You get two of these, the USB-C cable. And the great thing is, cartridges are $5, and the company says they last for up to 100 hours. So hopefully I will have a mosquito-free summer. This bugs mosquitoes, so mosquitoes don't bug you.
I like I'm glad that you have like your own personal testimonial of how good it is.
Yeah, no, it worked great. And also, I was looking at the cartridges. They're 4 for $10, so they're actually just $2.50 each.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I actually just bought the 8-pack where they drop even more. You get 8 of them for $15.
Wow! Yeah.
I'm very pleased with this thing.
That's great. Yeah, that's really great. Yeah, I mean, the aroma is not too bad.
No. You know what? Indoors, you'll probably notice it, but out in the backyard, you don't. The only thing they say is efficiency will be cut way down if there's a lot of wind.
Right.
In the backyard, we have big fences, so it's certainly working out there for us.
Yeah. I really like the price on the refills. That's like the it feels like a printer sometimes. They get
The Thermacell. I was looking at the Thermacell. The 96-hour cartridge thing is $55. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's like, you have to judge between, do I want to spend $55 or just, should I just let them bite me?
Exactly. So, maybe I just won't breathe and they won't be attracted to me. Maybe that'll work. Yeah. Pretty cool. That's great. And for the backyard of, you know, you got a pretty good sized backyard, but 20 feet should just be enough.
Yes, exactly. You know, that's perfect. I think that's the width of this building is 18 feet.
Yeah. That's great.
No, it works. It's great for me. All right. So this turned out to be a fun spot. And you can take a peek.
Okay.
Last week on the show, I did one of the most hated gadgets ever, shoe lights.
Oh, yeah.
And then we were talking about not having to put the battery in. Someone must make rechargeable shoe lights. And I saw those. And then I saw, wait a minute, they're just $4? That is right within Gizwiz show budget. I had to buy them. Okay.
There they are. Nice.
Also, we'll look at them. It looks like maybe there's another use for them. Oh. I like the packaging. Oh, I like them already. Oh my God, they're big.
Four lights for the price
of two. You know what? Oh, I'm just saying, it's a lot of technology for $4. So these probably aren't even good for Crocs. These little stands here.
Yeah, you almost need
can
places.
Go in the holes in the Croc. But these, I guess, are more for sneakers. Or wait a minute. The wearable. Let's see first of all how to turn these on. Okay. Yeah. Wow. All right, so let me see. Well, no, it's no good because if you put it on this way, well, you could. You'd have to hold your hand that way if you wanted to. I don't know.
How do you put them on the shoe?
You know, I don't know how you put them. Let me, are my shoes clean enough? I've been out in the backyard all day. So we'll put them under the shoelaces here. They lock.
What I like about these is they're so well made. I know I can find a use for them.
And that's the bright. Let's see what it looks like in the dark.
You don't need Crocs. These are regular sneakers. And they work great. There's probably a way to put them in slippers. So you get up in the middle of the night, just click them on, and you can easily find your way to the bathroom. And they're cheaper than, wait a minute, I have to take one of my shoes off. And they're cheaper than Five Below at just $3.99.
They are a winner. That's crazy.
And the charging cable, okay, that was another complaint for some of the rechargeables. You had to recharge each one separately. So this is plug-in one. You can charge both of them. And these are nice. They're winter. They're rubberized, so they won't get wet as you wear them out and to the street. And I guess your shoes need to have laces to put them on. But a dog's collar, you know, under the dog's collar, these are perfect. But wait, there's more. I was wondering, is there going to be some sort of way to know if they're charging or not? The whole ring lights up. And
wow.
I assume that it'll probably stop and be solid green when they're fully charged. An amazing gadget.
And value.
And value. Or when jogging at night, or work projects.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, that is funny. I was thinking maybe like handlebars on a small.
Oh, you know what? You know what?
Or bike.
They would be perfect for that.
Yeah.
They would be perfect. It's just enough to get around the handle. I cannot get over. And there are two versions. If you just scroll down a tiny bit.
Oh yeah, there's one with one LED.
And that's like big and square.
Yeah.
But I like the rectangular one with the two lights.
Yeah.
But they're both under $4.
I can't believe this is like one of the better options. I mean, if you spent $20 on those, I would have understood.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that the whole thing lights up blinking green while it's charging.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's water resistant. So if you're
water resistant, 90-degree pivot for the front of the light, so you can point it in a up or down.
Yeah.
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 It's great.
Yeah. I am very impressed. Very impressed with the $4. Less expensive than Five Below. That is a hard sentence to say.
That's, I think, the first time I've ever said.
I know.
I beat Five Below.
Wow. And in quality. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
No, very nicely done. Very
nicely
done.
That's great. That's really great. And no, the batteries aren't replaceable because they're the rechargeable USB-C.
Yes, they're rechargeable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they come with the, and it's USB-C and it comes with the cable.
Dwindle said, that's cheaper than gas. It's pretty funny because it is. Gas is like over $4 a gallon.
Oh my gosh.
That's funny. That's really funny. Okay. Okay. Very cool gadget. And now this next one, this seems like a big purchase to me.
Oh, this was, and I'm so pleased with it. And I'll just explain it first. Shooting a video of a video is never the quality that you're seeing in person. So just keep that in mind.
Right, right.
Here we go.
I thought it was time to finally get a new TV with all the advancements. And Dennis said, you know, they have color now. And I thought, wow. All right, so I did have a 50-inch LG Nano, I believe it was, which came out in 2020. So it was 6 years old, and it was getting very, very dim. I remembered TCL, I believe the monitor you're probably watching me on now is a TCL TV that
correct.
Chad bought at a very low price. So I started looking at TCL monitors, and
TVs.
I need a 50-inch screen. Turns out that a lot of the technology from TCL goes into their 55-inch TVs, but here's the
65
deal.
65 and above.
Okay. I have to get behind the TV,
and that
so
door has
it can't
to open.
Be 5 inches longer. And the TV is pushed down as far as possible over here. So 50 inches it is. So this is us watching last week's show, I believe. And so this is the TCL 50-inch entry-level QD mini LED 4K smart TV with localized dimming for pure black levels and high brightness. High brightness was key for what we wanted. You know, I think the picture on this looks great. Sometimes it looks like it's 3D. Some of the reviews, I don't know what people who review things, but said, don't worry about getting a sound bar, because this has a built-in woofer. This TV is like about that thick. I don't think this is a built-in woofer. But as I'll let you hear the sound a little, but it's very hard to tell because the sound you're hearing will be going through this mic and then...
We all have a lot to talk about because you went on an adventure that I want to hear about.
Yeah, okay. This is good. We don't have to worry about digital rights.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
own this stuff, okay?
Museum for an exhibit called The Art of Noise.
There you are. Anyway.
And it was an exhibit of every...
I'm very happy with this. And I'll be watching my show on this. And I can see myself... Next week's
and bright.
So the prices. Best deal on this TCL TV was at Best Buy. Okay.
Ah.
It turns out that the 50-inch is exclusive to
Best Buy. Okay, so it's Google TV. It's the 2025 model. And it was only $330, okay? Well, the list price is $650, but $330 was the selling price. And I thought it was a great deal. Also, the reviews are super. More than 600 reviews, 4.6 out of 5 stars. And Google TV. Perfect for me.
I like it. I think that's
I do
great.
Too. And the funny thing is, the 55-inch model, which has some extra features, is $20 more. So I cannot believe the old price.
Yeah, yeah. Once you get into that, you're yeah. That's crazy.
In most reviews I read, it said that to get it down to the lowest price, that this TV is not great for gamers.
Ah, okay.
But, I've never played a game on
yeah,
my TV.
Yeah.
So
no, and then
this is perfect for me.
Yeah, and that mostly just happens to do with delay. Is so some if they put a less powerful processor in the TV, while it's processing the image to throw it up on the screen, it may take a little bit longer. You're never going to notice it because, you know, the audio and the video will just sync up when it displays it eventually. And so just there it may be a half second of a delay compared to when the HDMI gets plugged into when it shows up on your screen. And yeah, you'll never ever have to worry about that if you're just watching or streaming content. You know, that's not an issue.
Yeah.
And mini LED is a technology that is great. It is a nice blend of kind of just an LED screen or an LCD screen versus an OLED, which has like individualized lighted pixels, where this is, it will do like that dimming sort of in areas. So if you have like, you know, just like a lot of dark and a bright spot, it will be able to localize that light, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, no, it looks great. It looks great.
Yeah, I think you're going to be really happy with it. And I think one of the things that mini LED does really well is off-axis viewing. So if you see it kind of from the side, it shouldn't wash out as much.
No, it doesn't.
If memory
serves.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's fantastic. That's really great.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. And then, so the TLCs that I have still include Roku TV in them. And I don't have the Google TV interface. I only have Roku. So I'm interested if you'd like the Google TV.
Well, you know, you can talk to it through the remote the way you talk to. Yeah.
Right.
And
that's
so
nice.
So I like that. Well, what size is the one that I'm on right now there?
I think this one
40 something?
No, I think this is 55.
It is a 55. Okay.
Yeah. I've left my phone, which will tell me, but I'm pretty sure this is 55, and that's 55. And then I own a 65 for my living room.
Okay, great.
Yeah. I think before you were on 45, and we went from 45 to 55, which was a big jump, is what I think.
Yeah,
is what we did. That's awesome. That's great. Did you have it delivered or did you get it picked up?
I had it delivered. I don't know if they do this all over the country. Home Depot, you did the same thing. You pay $10 and they hand it off to a guy with a van.
Oh, wow.
And in the morning, a map comes up and shows you where the van is. And it shows the van and it's sitting there like for 45 minutes. And then it seems like it's crossing the George Washington Bridge. And I said to Dennis, I think a guy just pulled up and stole my TV because I think he's going in the wrong direction. Anyway, turned out that there was a line that it was a young man. He was great. And he said, I'm sorry I'm late. It took me an hour to get your set because there was the guy in front of me didn't know how to use his smartphone.
Here we
you have to enter so many things into it for Best Buy.
Oh.
And for the carrier that we're hired by so that our van shows up wherever we are.
Right.
And it took me a half hour to program his phone with the info he needed. Anyway, it turned out okay.
That's good. That's good. Very cool. Okay, well, with that... It's time
oh
to get
boy.
A bit
it's miniature time.
No, you don't yep. need it, miniature but you might crappiness.
Want it at Chet's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. I have the entire gadget right here. This is the entire gadget.
Oh, the new mini TV.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is a whole mini OLED TV in here. Now, I recorded it earlier, so let's take a look.
Oh, it looks great. I love this spot.
We are with another miniature gadget, and today we are taking a look at a brand that I felt like I would at least fall into once during this themed month, and that is the world's smallest brand. I've covered them in the past, showing off some like toys and games. Today, this one is a bit more practical, and maybe I'll even get some use out of this gadget. It is the world's smallest tool box, which includes some tools. It includes a Phillips head screwdriver as well as a flathead screwdriver, and then a little measuring tape as well. And it includes a toolbox for all the tools to go into. So let me go ahead and open this up and let's take a look. Okay, got the gadget out of the packaging. I'm intrigued because each of the little screwdrivers has, I guess this is a bottle opener on the other side. So that's kind of fun.
Oh, that's
so
cute.
Let's take a look at each of these. I'm going to start with the tiniest little what are they, measuring tape. I mean, this is the ittiest, bittiest measuring tape. It goes up to 3 feet, it says. Let's see. I can get to, oh my gosh, I get to 21 inches before I start to feel like I'm about to break it.
Oh my God.
That's 2 feet right there. It says it goes all the way up to 1 meter or 3 feet on the side.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, I only feel confident. Okay, wait, we just got there, 3 feet. Okay, I saw 39 inches. Ah, so there is the tiny little tape measure. Now for the toolbox. It's itty bitty, opens up. There is a spot for each of the screwdrivers in there, so they have a little place to rest on the bottom, and then I guess we take the measuring tape and lay it inside, and there you go. Your entire toolbox is
what did the other
portable.
Screwdriver have? One had a
on
bottle
it, so you could
opener.
Hook it to a backpack.
They both did.
Now I wanted to see
both.
Is this actually useful at all. So I have another gadget. This is the Oregon Trail gadget, and its battery requires a screw. So let's see. This is a gadget that I could actually use. This happens all the time. There we go. It works. It is very finicky, and I do not like that half of this teeny tiny, tiny handle is cut away.
Oh, yeah.
It makes it pretty hard. Pretty hard to keep a consistent twist on it. It's working just fine. I assume that the flathead would work the exact same. In fact, maybe I should pull these batteries out since I'm not going to use this gadget that much. So there you have it. I guess I should probably try to get a bottle and test this bottle opener. But there you go. It is a 1-2 and 3-in-1 with 4-in-1 being the bottle openers, maybe. Let me store my tools, put them all away. There we go. And it even has a teeny tiny handle
very
to
cute.
Use. So you're all ready to go to the job site. Back to you guys. There we go. We've we like the world's smallest brand. Covered a few things. So the price is really good, only at $10 for the world's smallest toolkit. Customers usually keep this item. Oh, that's nice.
No, that's funny.
That's great. It's funny because the packaging on the back, on the front, none of it mentioned the bottle opener. So I kept kind of trying to figure that one out, but...
Oh, that's interesting. I wonder why.
Yeah. So now we have that. Here, let me search for bottle opener here on this page. Nope. Bottle doesn't show up. Open. No. Nope. Nothing on the Amazon page about bottle openers either. But there you go. Only $10 for a teeny tiny toolkit. I'm going to keep it here in the drawer of the GizWiz set because eventually I'll need to open a Gadget's battery case, and I'll be using...
Or a can of soda.
Or a can of soda,
No, a bottle.
Exactly. Bottle of cream soda, something like that. With that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
All right, this Gadget Warehouse video, it's actually a lot of fun. Last week we talked about the Cooper Hewitt Museum that is in Carnegie's old house, and they have an exhibit there called The Art of Noise, an exhibit of everything that makes noise electronically. And I didn't ask if we could videotape anything, so I tried to be kind of quiet, and you'll see a ton of fun old-time gadgets, and this is it.
At the Cooper Hewitt Museum, there is Art of the Noise, and it starts out with the cylinder phonograph from 1912.
Wow.
And then the radio horn from 1924. It moves on up. This is 1932. I'm losing track of what dates apply to what. But this is quite an amazing display of technology.
35.
Oh, my God.
The Finola.
The Finola. Oh, that's so funny. 1935 radio. And we move up to things a little more... up to date.
That's crazy.
And we end with 1970. Oh,
everything looks so handmade in the beginning.
Doesn't it?
And then you see plastic and, yeah.
All right, we're going to just keep walking here.
And then they had a whole exhibit of radios
had antennas. This one has a lot of antennas.
And then sort of very high-end audio.
Yeah. The designer stuff.
This is from 1965.
That was from... You see in the movie. At a very exclusive townhouse.
Oh, this is 1973. Wow.
That's a cassette deck.
This is when you were really serious.
Golly. That looks like that should be on the space station.
Oh.
Yes.
That is 63 again. The cassette recorder. 74.
Oh, this thing.
The Concept 51K 76. Oh, familiar.
That's the only thing I recognize totally.
Right?
81. And.
Oh, those speakers I remember, the Apple ones.
Wow.
The clear ones.
Wow.
Oh, the clear ones? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That was an Apple
Sony
thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, for the G4, I think.
That is great.
That's the ambient music sound conditioner.
This was probably the first graphic equalizer.
The radio made in a cinder block.
That's a cinder block radio.
Who knows why?
I bet it has great bass response. That's so funny.
Concept prototype, 1998. And I don't know if we've ever done this. The Hiptic.
Is it haptic?
Haptic? I think we did cover
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you wear. Oh, this is amazing. Stereo chest.
Whoa. Whoa. Looks like a peanut.
And boy,
yes.
This is for people who like to listen to rock.
Wow.
Jukebox.
Gorgeous.
Amazing. Way more modern.
Like for DJ, two turntables.
2019. Well, this is like brand new.
And then finally, if you have a lot of wall space, you can have a...
Yeah. That's incredible. That's really, really cool.
Yeah.
When you said the Art of Noise, I was wondering if they're ever going to do like backup signals, you know, beep, beep. Just kidding. That is incredible.
You know what? I think it ends. It's right there, Chad. Oh. It's only open till July 19th.
I see.
Yeah. Right. But the other, the one next to it, Made in America, is running through September. And that is photographs of, last week we showed the guy working on a tire that was bigger than most dining room tables. So the Made in America exhibit is also wonderful.
Wow. Yeah. I was wondering if I could find that photo that you showed, but... Like those look like Steinway pianos or something.
Yes.
I don't know if Steinway is an American company or not. Might be Italian.
Well, maybe they make them here.
Yeah. And then there's the Art of Noise. A little bit about that exhibit. The iPod. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And the first Sony Walkman. I had that.
Oh man. Yeah. There's that. All right.
There it is.
Oh, wow.
There it is.
Wow.
Sitting on my shelves here.
Wow. And that is cool. That is
so if
really
you're in
cool.
New York City, you have like a little more than a month and a half or so.
It's
a fun exhibit.
Very cool. Okay, well, with that, how can people send in their own warehouse videos?
Their own video, make a little video, 1 to 3 minutes. Just make sure it's horizontal format and we can see the gadget and hear your voice. Put it up on YouTube. There's a drop-down menu. You can click unlisted. That way only people with the URL will be able to see it. And email us that URL. Again, anything to do with a gadget. Our favorites are old tech that you probably have in your basement or in the attic. But anything. Something you bought yesterday or 30 years ago.
Yeah, or if you have a museum nearby, video game museum, tech museum.
Absolutely.
Go look at it.
A bizarre old house, something. Anything that we can shoehorn into
your
a
interest.
Gadget.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, send it in now, mail@gizwiz.tv. With that, let's move on to the letters. Now,
a letter from Paul, and he said, I forgot to include a link to my air fryer magnets.
Oh.
And he included this link. Oh. And it suddenly dawned on me, I don't quite understand this. So my air fryer does not have a magnetic basket. You need to have a magnetic basket, right?
Something. Yeah. You have to have a magnetic basket, and you got to buy those little parchment trays.
I see.
So it's kind of like a gadget for two. Back when, you know, I covered here. Where's my camera? These type of things, which are, I don't know if this actually ever made it up in a video, but I have this gadget for a video. But yeah, it's like parchment for your air fryer. And so if you don't want this,
your air fryer is big enough that can go in it.
So mine is not, because I actually kept around for a little while. The style of air fryer that has the bucket. My air fryer is a toaster oven air fryer thing that has its own type of basket that's more of a tray than the like
mine too. Yeah, mine thing. That way too.
So
yeah.
So this, it never really worked for mine. If you have the dedicated air fryer with the bucket type opening, I think that this would work a lot better. And make a lot more sense.
It's a clever idea, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Silicone magnets to keep it stuck over to the edge. It seems great. And there's all sorts.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They make tons of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can buy them in colors to match your food.
One for meat, one for vegetables. Yeah. Yeah, not too expensive. I like that. It's a great gadget. It's really nice. Thanks for sending that over.
Thank you, Paul,
for
sending the info.
And thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. You guys support us every single episode. So thank you so much. Thank you to our patrons for supporting our show. If you like the GizWiz, please consider giving back. Patreon.com/GizWiz is where you can support us every single episode. You can also head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. There's a Patreon tab at the top of the website. That'll take you to our Patreon page, that big banner there. Or you can also support us via PayPal if you want to support us that way. Some folks like to give via PayPal instead. That is an option. Head over to gizwiz.tv, where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. You can join the chat room and chat along with all of the fantastic folks in our community. They're amazing. And you can also catch all of our previous episodes there on our website or on our YouTube page or on Apple Podcasts. We're all over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link or a reminder to a gadget, head on over to gizwiz.biz. That is where you can find them all. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is the game show online where you get to guess this gadget. And you only have a few more weeks left on this one, right? Or am I?
Yeah, no, the end of June.
Yeah, you got like 3 more weeks on this gadget. So get a guessin'. I hate to give it away, but this is a magnifying glass for the industrial side of things. If you need an industrial magnifying glass, there you go. You got one. If you know what this is, get a guess.
Get a patent on that.
Yes. If you think you know what this is, get a guess on gizwiz.biz. 6 men magazines for correct answers. 12 men magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess on over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.